3. Romans chapter 2, verse 1 through chapter 3, verse 8. God's fairness. Inescapable judgment. Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. You, therefore, have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? Having declared the depraved Gentile world to be guilty and inexcusable, Paul now passes the same verdict on an imaginary character whom he addresses in direct speech. You, therefore, have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. Paul's main emphasis is clearly seen in his turning from the world of shameless immorality, Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, to the world of self-conscious moralism. He seems to be confronting every human being, Jew or Gentile, who is a moralizer, who presumes to pass moral judgments on other people. Paul uncovers a strange human foible, our tendency to be critical of everybody except ourselves. We are often as harsh in our judgment of others as we are lenient towards ourselves. We work ourselves into a state of self-righteous indignation over the disgraceful behavior of other people, while the same behavior seems not nearly so serious when it is ours. We even gain a vicarious satisfaction from condemning in others the same faults we excuse in ourselves. In doing so, we expose ourselves to the judgment of God, and we leave ourselves without either excuse or escape. For if our critical faculties are so well developed that we become experts in our moral evaluation of others, we can hardly plead ignorance of moral issues ourselves. Paul does not ask us either to suspend our critical faculties or to renounce all criticism and rebuke of others. Rather, he means to prohibit our standards.